This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you this bright, sunshiny day, but really kind of nice and cool outside from my home, my parsonage. Praise the Lord, the water's gone down and I have access to my house again. I'm not marooned. And today we're making a radio that I was going to make several weeks back before we got all these, what the weatherman described as biblical proportion rains. Of course, it was no Noah's Ark thing, but it did flood my access road. So, but today, here we are back again. We're talking about the second coming of the Lord. We're all looking for His coming. When Jesus, and everybody wants to know when. We talked about when yesterday and some of the signs that are in the calendar. I'm going to bring up some of my old radio broadcasts about the blood moons, and we're just about to experience the last one in the Tetrad and another solar eclipse. So, when Jesus was asked when he's coming by his disciples, he gave us the number one sign to watch. Jesus said to watch Israel. In Matthew 24, Herod had just refurbished the temple, and Jesus and his disciples were at the temple, and they were just going on and on, these little country boys from up around Galilee. They were going on and on about the great big stones that Herod had moved in to build the temple. So Matthew 24, 1, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, now they've crossed down the Kidron Valley, and they've gone across from the Temple Mount over to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples have two carefully thought out questions to ask him. They said, number one, tell us when these things will be, meaning the destruction of the temple. And number two, what will be the sign of your coming? And that word coming is parousia. It means the coming of a king. It was used in those days of the coming of a king or an emperor. What shall be the sign of your coming as the king at the end of the age and to start the new age with your earthly kingdom? And Jesus answered their questions, and he told them the sign to watch. He said, behold, this is from Luke 21, 29, behold the fig tree, watch the fig tree, watch Israel. Personally, I don't think you can, you know, when you're living on the earth, you should know what God's doing in your time. If you'd been living on the earth when Noah was building the ark, you should have got a hammer and helped Noah, or pegs or whatever he used. You, if you had been here when Jesus had come the first time, you should have baked a lunch of loaves and fishes and gone to the meetings and been part of a miracle like that little boy and his mother were. But you're living now. You're living when he's bringing the Jews home, reestablishing the state of Israel in preparation for the seventh day, the great millennial reign, when he will establish the earth's capital in Jerusalem. So he said, for the sign of all this, number one sign, watch the fig tree, that's Israel, and watch all the trees. If the tree, the fig tree, is a nation, then the other trees are nations. What nations are they? We'll talk about that later. When they now shoot forth, Israel and the other nations, actually they're the nations mentioned by the Old Testament prophets, when they come forth into their prophetic place, you see and know of your own selves, even if your pastor doesn't tell you, even if he's not aware of the signs. You can be aware of them. You see and know of your own selves that summer is nigh at hand. Summer is the time of judging the crops, judging the harvest. So likewise ye, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. He's talking about the earthly kingdom Jesus will set up. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. We know that he's talking about Israel here from Joel 1:7, speaking of an enemy that would come back in those days, and they did come. Said, he laid waste my vine, he barked my fig tree. He took all the bark off the fig tree. He made it clean bare and cast it away. The branches were made white. But Jesus said right here in this prophecy, watch the fig tree and all the trees of prophecy when they shoot forth, when they get branches, when they start putting out buds again. Then you see and know that summer is nigh at hand. What nations is he talking about other than Israel? He's talking about the nations of Old Testament prophecy. The nations where the prophets, in the prophets of old, Isaiah, Jeremiah, all the Old Testament prophets, where God foretold the end from the beginning. 2 Peter in the New Testament 1:16 says, when Peter's getting ready to go, and they're going to be upset when Peter leaves. He was the disciple that was closest to Jesus, the apostle. And he says, don't be upset. He said, we didn't tell you fairy tales. He's coming all right. But if you read the book of 2 Peter, it's all prophecy. And he says, it's going to be a while. And he tells them it's going to be 2,000 years. So that's not my subject here, but that is the chapter that this comes from is a prophetic chapter. A prophetic book, all of 2 Peter. 2 Peter 1:16 says, we've not followed cunningly devised fables. I'm getting ready to go. Jesus foretold me that I'm going to go. But we didn't tell you fairy tales. And I want you to know that even though I'm going, this is his point. I'm putting in my own words, but this is his point. Even though I'm going, he's coming back. So now I'm going to read exactly as it's written. But we have not followed, 2 Peter 1:16, we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We were eyewitnesses of his majesty, for he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. He's talking about being with him on the Mount of Transfiguration. But, he said, 2 Peter 1:19, we have a more sure word of prophecy, more sure than a voice from heaven. We've got something written down. And he quotes the Old Testament prophets. Only Bible that Peter had was the Old Testament. We have also a more sure word of prophetikos, the prophets. That's the Greek word here. Whereunto you do well, you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place. There's going to be dark places. There are going to be dark times. It's pretty dark in the world right now when ISIL is beheading people. But where is the light? Where can we see the light that will define the times and tell us when Jesus is coming? In the Old Testament prophets. By watching what's happening in the nations that those prophets wrote about. We have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise. In your hearts knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the propheticos came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. You know those Old Testament prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Hosea, Joel, Micah, all of them. They wondered what they were talking about. They didn't know. They just spoke a word as the Spirit came on them. They wondered what they were talking about. New Testament tells us they would like to have looked into it and seen it. What is this? But they spoke as the Holy Ghost moved on them to speak. What were some of the nations they spoke about? Syria. Its capital city, Damascus. Iraq, called in the ancient times Babylon. Iran, called in the Bible first Elam, and then called Persia. Lebanon, Jordan, Saudi Arabia. What the settlers in, they call America the New World, so what they would have called the Old World, Europe. That's in Bible prophecy, in the form of the old Roman Empire. Russia is in Bible prophecy. We recently took a trip to Israel, 137 people on a tour. There came a day, 2 days, on every tour, we tour and go up the borders of Israel. We go up Jordan. Jordan borders Israel to the east. We go up to the north, and there we look at two nations, Syria and Lebanon. We go to these because we look in our tours, we look not only at ancient Israel, Israel in the Bible, but Jesus said, you watch them spring into their prophetic place. So we have to look where they are now. The Jews have come back home, and we have to look where they're going to be because the prophets tell us about them. So one of our first stops on this day was on the Syrian border. Pastor George Pearson's and Terry were with us from EMIC, Eagle Mountain International Church. We always have a final banquet and people tell what they thought about the tour. And Pastor George Pearson says, we could have called it the Divine Appointment Tour. And I'm going to tell you tomorrow about a special divine appointment that we had. But before I do, I want to urge you to pick up the urgency of these days. I'm talking about these very days. There has been a signing of an agreement with Iran, which everyone with any sense knows, from Benjamin Netanyahu to all the people who are, you know, they read the Bible. It's a terrible thing. It's a pathway to Iran having without any world at all, having any world restrictions on them in 10 to 12 years, they're having a nuclear bomb. It's just pushing it down the road. It's like a kid's game, kicking the can down the road. That was signed on the 14th of July. We were in Washington, D.C. at Christians United for Israel on the very day it was signed. Someone said, if you ever doubted that Christians United for Israel was God's own plan, know that you're being here today on the day it was signed. You're going to visit every senator. You're going to visit every representative in their offices, and you're going to tell them not to sign this terrible plan. Right now, folks, we're in those days. Our congressman can override, disapprove the signing. We must do that. We can do that with a simple majority. Then President Obama says he's going to veto it. Then after that, to override the veto, we have to have a two-thirds majority. I want to urge you right now to be writing your congresspeople, calling them. This is not political. Everything's spiritual. Iran is spiritual. We're going to look at all of Iran in the Bible, and I especially have a book that we're going to offer this week, Jihad, the Holy War. I helped Lester Sumrall write it in 1980, and it's right up to date. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 and ask for Jihad. 1-800-972-3447. Shalom.